As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Isle of the Morning Show. How you doing? It's Thursday. So close.
I like Thursdays.
Best day of the week. Thursdays are nice.
It's not the best day of the week.
It's the hopeful day.
Like, I hope it's Friday soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of hope.
Maddie, are you good at praying?
Yeah.
Can you pray for Jimmy Butler's butt cheeks, please?
I will. I will. Okay. I will ask the Lord to bless his butt.
We need him.
We do
this
need
Saturday
him.
When the Warriors take on the Rockets in Game 3 of the first round of the playoffs.
I'm actually starting to read in my church on Sunday. Got my first gig.
Oh.
You mean it up in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Oh my.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun, except for when they have the names, if it's Old Testament, and you're like,
Could you practice?
Well, yeah, I always go and find the pronunciations of everything before I do it.
Although, sometimes in the moment, you're like, you've practiced something, you practice it, practice, and you think you know exactly, I'm going to get this, I'm going to nail it, and then no, you're not.
That's good. You know, I bet there's going to be some parishioners that are going to be like, who's the hot man meat reading the latest story to
they
us.
They steal my heart.
Yes, wow.
This is the reason I come to church.
Woo.
Would you like some of my casserole that I brought?
Did they talk like that in Alameda?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah.
Episcopal Church in Alameda. Yeah, everybody's Southern there.
Oh, my stars. Well.
Christ Church. Y'all welcome. Everyone's welcome.
Tall drink of water.
That's nice to hear. Good for you.
Mm. Our Cache Creek Casino broadcast is coming up. We haven't done a live broadcast in forever.
Praying for that to go smoothly.
Yes. Let's pray for that to go smoothly as well, if you could. All this week.
Just load me up here.
Yeah, sure. All the stuff.
All the prayers.
If you could just take care of all of it.
Please make sure Jimmy's butt is at the top of the list.
That's the major.
All right.
Our Cache Creek Casino broadcast, though, is very important to us. We want that to go very smoothly. Is this your first big event with us?
Yeah. I mean, since I've been back, yeah.
Right.
So it's been 17 years since I did an event.
Oh my God, don't worry, it'll be fine. These things, they run themselves. There's no work for me and Vinny. All this week, go to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win an overnight stay at Cache Creek Casino Resort. It's going to be fun. So we're all going to head up there on Thursday. Now, Vinny and I, of course, we've got to, and you, Maddie, we've all got to get a good night's sleep so we're fresh like daisies. But all the listeners and everybody that we bring with us, like John is going to be there. John is always like, oh, yeah, no, I'll go to hang out with the listeners in the bar.
Christina was absolutely frothing to go. She works.
Oh.
And she's working more now than ever. Right now than ever.
But it's a few weeks out. I mean, couldn't she
she's
get someone to cover her shift?
She's in charge now. So, no.
Oh, I feel,
but she
I
was
feel
like,
a bad headache coming on.
Oh my God, that sounds so fun. I love to gamble. I'm like, I know that you do.
And she and John, they get along so great.
Mm-hmm. She could bring a laptop and just,
Yeah.
Type, type, type.
Type, type, type. type your job.
It's really nonsense. I swear to you, I truly believed that no one worked from home, like actually worked. Like, yeah, you work, right? She is in meetings the whole freaking time. Yeah,
because even when we worked from home, I was just like, oh, guys, all right, I'll see you in a second. I got to go put some laundry in.
At the beach, I was skateboarding down to the beach and looking at the ocean and commercial breaks, yeah. And then would come back. And
it was so great because we have these like 5 minute, 5 to 7 minute long breaks, like twice an hour. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
Just walk around, peel an egg.
Go look at my lighthouse. Yeah. And then I head back.
I loved working from home. It is nice seeing you guys in person every day. It's great.
Beautiful.
Anyway, back to Cache Creek. We're doing a live broadcast. It'll be the morning show, the regular old morning show, but it'll be happening. We'll be broadcasting live from the Cache Creek Casino. You can go to this if you'd like to join us. It's on May 9th. It's a Friday. You come out, you have a good time. It's like a kickoff to Mother's Day. Maybe grab mom and come out and see the live broadcast. But we also have rooms to give away and reserved seats at the broadcast itself. So go to RadioAlice.com. You can enter for your chance to win the overnight stay at Cache Creek Casino Resort with 2 reserved seats to the live broadcast. And qualify for the grand prize, which includes 2 seats at the live broadcast, a full weekend stay at the luxury Cache Creek Casino Resort. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. That's .com, in case you...
.com.
The AMAs, the American Music Awards, the nominees are out. The turnaround on this is pretty quick. It's at the end of May.
Anybody we know?
A couple people we know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you want to make some guesses? Who's big? Who's nominated this year? Who's big?
Right out of the very corner of my eye, I can see Bob. Like the very, like this way.
Yeah, peripheral vision. Yeah. Gotcha.
And I associate her and Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So I begin with Taylor Swift.
Yep, Taylor. Of course. She's nominated for some stuff. She, by the way, is not nominated for the most stuff.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yep, she's nominated for some stuff.
Olivia Rodrigo?
I don't see her on here.
All Chapel Run all the time?
All Chapel Run all the time. Absolutely. Right. The Biggie's Kendrick. Kendrick Lamar leads the pack. 10 nominations. I don't see any noms. You know what, though? I don't have the full list in front of me. Maybe grab a full list. I just have, like, you know, the big categories and stuff.
Is Drake over there?
Drake is looking in his peripheral vision, and he can see Kendrick winning all the awards.
What's going on between
those
two? Will
Drake now sue the AMAs? Stand by.
You gave him an award after he called me a pedophile?
You're helping promote his song where he's calling me a pedophile. These are the nominees for the 2025 American Music Awards. They were announced yesterday. And more bad news for Drake. He's not, I don't know, maybe he has some nominations in there. It's not like he didn't have hits this year. He's got some hits.
Name it.
Nokia. I think it's number 2 on the charts. It was last week. I haven't looked at this week's yet.
I'm looking. I don't see Drake. Drake is nominated for favorite male hip hop artist.
Oh, okay, fine, great. And is Kendrick also nominated for that?
Yes.
Oh.
And Eminem. I wonder Future, who will win. And Tyler the Creator. Oh.
Good luck, Drake.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Drake. Good luck. Good luck, Drake.
Hey, Drake.
Drake, are you gonna go to the AMAs? No, I'm not going. Why? You should go.
To tune in A minor.
I got an A minor.
Crunch.
Anyway, let's see here. Kendrick has 10 total nominations. He is followed by Post Malone, who has 8. And then Billie Eilish, Chapel Roan, and Shaboozy all have 7. Up for Artist of the Year are Kendrick, Billie Eilish, Chapel Roan, Post Malone, Ariana Grande, Morgan Wallen, Sabrina Carpenter, SZA, Taylor Swift, and Zach Bryan. One of them will be the Artist of the Year. Who will it be? I think it will be Chapel Roan.
Okay.
But there's some competition there. I mean, Sabrina, she had a year. Morgan Wallen keeps having years for some reason. Taylor, obviously.
Although, Taylor.
I feel like Taylor got everything last year and has been, you know what I mean? So maybe not this year, but who knows? She's still nominated. She's got some nominations. But she's not in the top. It's been just about exactly a year since her The Tortured Poets came out, right? So I guess she could be nominated just I don't know if this is based on sales or what music you have out. It's just like, I just really like her, so we're going to nominate her for...
Well, the album of the year is she's nominated for the Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
It's kind of surprising. It's over a year. You'd think it would have been... Although maybe it came out like right at the cutoff for getting nominated last year. Who knows? Anyway, Shaboozey is also in the New Artist of the Year category, so that's good. The AMAs, they go down at the end of next month over the Memorial Day weekend. Monday, May 26th, they are on CBS. And J-Lo is hosting.
That's something, isn't it?
It is. I wonder if she'll come out and do a big dance number. She's a black girl.
Just don't think of her as like the personality type to host.
You know what? Anybody can read stuff off a prompter. She'll be fine. Don't
you know what's
it.
It's an interesting move because she's gone through so much publicly, and I'm sure she politicked to get this job because it's not who you would have thought of.
No.
So I'm sure she had someone who said, all right, if you want us to get you in the running for that hosting, like, or how can we get me in the front of the people and not be humiliated by Ben Affleck?
Right. It have nothing to do with Ben Affleck.
We got it.
You know, it's funny. As soon as I say your name, though, I'm like, oh, yeah, I have like three other stories about her and Ben. I'll just let her have her moment. She's going to host. It's going to be amazing. She's going to look fabulous. She always does. She's very glowy.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo glow. Green Day. Got a couple Green Day things here.
I love Green Day.
We start the show with them every day. We love them. Green Day, Blink-182, and Weezer. They are headlining the Riot Fest 20th anniversary. This is a show in Chicago. It's a three-day festival, and it's in September. And that's really...
It's in Chicago,
yes,
huh?
It's, I guess they do it every year, Riot Fest.
Okay.
The rest of the lineup, it's quite a lineup. I mean, you get those guys, plus Jack White. And it's like our Outside Lands, where it's 3 days, multiple stages. It's a very deep
killer
list. But they've got, let's see, Sex Pistols with gallows singer... Frank Carter.
Yeah, that's been in the news a little bit as Johnny Rotten, or Lydon, as he's known now, is out there saying, that's not the Sex Pistols if I'm not in it.
Hello?
And there's another band that says, you know what? We want to go play music and we don't want to deal with that.
We don't want the Rotten guy.
That part of the no thanks.
Will be sans disaster. Weird Al Yankovic will be there. The Beach Boys. Okay. All Time Low, Dropkick Murphys, Hanson. Oh, okay. It's plenty of stages, something for everyone. 3 day general admission is $300.
You have to admit, that Hanson hit is about, it's 3 minutes of pure pop gold.
Oh my God, it's great. John and I play that all the time. Who doesn't like to, you know, throw some harmonies on there? Woo! Of course, I have no idea what the words are for the verse or anything, but mbop part is so good. You see, if that's in the library. I would love to hear some mbop. We definitely have that. Jane, there's no way Jane puts a station together without mbop in the library.
Well, we used to play it. We used to play mbop.
Did we?
Back in the day, yes, way back, like in the Embarcadero building is when that song was.
Did we play it ironically?
It.
Or
no, I think you don't like that song?
Oh, no, it's great. It's just so sugary.
Well, I would put that right up there with
and they were
Call
like a
Me
kid.
Maybe.
They were like, a kid. Oh, yeah, that's
like
Lisa was a grown
pop
woman.
Gold.
But Hanson was true kid gold, like kids. They're all much older now. Oh, yeah, here we go. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, my little unchanged voice.
Crank
it up. Oh, no, I want to. What do you mean, there you go? Give me some mbop. Can we jump ahead? Is there no way to do that? It's in the library, isn't it? There it is. Crank it. So good. I know what me and John are going to rock out to today. And by rock out, I mean not rock at all. In related Green Day news, which we weren't talking about until just
now.
It turned into Hanson news, but it was really that Green Day is going to play at this Riot Fest.
Oh, yeah.
They are getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next Thursday.
As they should.
And Serena Williams and Ryan Reynolds are going to be the guest speakers.
Oh. They're fans.
Apparently so.
Ryan Reynolds is
Serena
just
Williams
so...
and Ryan Reynolds.
Pulling out the big
Green
guns
Day.
With Ryan.
He has got stains all over him.
Right. Maybe Green Day's like, we don't care. We love him. Green Day Also, well, actually, not exactly, but between the two Coachella weekends, Green Day did a set at a very small club. You know, some, I think it was like on the Thursday. They did a 31-song cover show. I know, right? It'd be so great. Let's see if I have the... Oh, there it is. April 17th at Pappy and Harriet's in Pioneertown, California. They didn't play the show as Green Day, but as The Cover-Ups, which is a side project of Billy Joe and Mike Dirnt. And their touring guitarist and like their sound engineer.
I know that they are musicians for a living. I get it, but that's a lot of songs to memorize.
Maybe they just, besides your own. We know them all.
I guess.
And we'll just play them all and we'll just go have fun. And they don't have to do any of it. So they must be like, what are we doing tonight? Because I was thinking we'd just go set up and have a jam.
Oh, well, yeah. You're not home. You might as well, right?
Right?
Maybe they're doing Umba.
Maybe they are. They should do it. All right, I'm out of time. What do you got coming up?
You're out of time.
I know, I'm looking.
I feel like we're going to be here till 11 at the, you know, earliest.
Please don't say that. What? Please take that back.
Oh, a little collection of Minions. Wait till you hear about the Minions after these.
Wait. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram to see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Lady Gaga. Win them before you can buy them.
So good.
All this week, listen for the code word at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605.
So many 05s.
Lots of chances to win Lady Gaga, win them before you can buy them. Text the code word you're given at any one of those times to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them to Lady Gaga on July 22nd at Chase Center. You're going to want to see this show. She's great. Does not disappoint.
Yeah.
Super fun.
You danced all night. Yeah. Loved it.
Clouds today. A chance for Sedona. You just want to bait me all the time.
What are you talking about?
It's all the time. It never ends.
Please, you never stop dancing. Don't act like you didn't dance at the Lady Gaga. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Anyway. Clouds, there's a possibility for rain and maybe even snow in Tahoe. So the storms, they're not done yet. We're not done yet.
They're never going to be done.
Right. The NFL draft is at 5 p.m. today, everyone. And
oh, my God. I cannot wait. Like, who are we going to be evaluating?
The 49ers have the 11th pick. So there's at least some news for you.
That's great. What did you say? There's 32 teams.
Yeah.
So that's great. Like you said, they finagled this. Like last minute, Tennessee could trade away their number one pick.
Yep. There's lots going on. So it's super interesting. You won't be able to take your eyes off it.
You'll be riveted the whole time. Like, wow, wow, wow.
Right.
Look at these men flexing.
Go Niners, though. I hope you get someone great.
Yeah. A bunch of someone's great.
Yeah. This next story is kind of heartbreaking, actually. It's about China's cosmetic surgery boom in China.
Hmm.
I know so little about China. I'm not very well traveled to begin with. And then, you know, a communist country like China, right. I have no idea.
Right.
And I've even, like, I remember when Survivor said, we're going to be in China.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, we'll get a look at China. And then we got no looks at China.
It was like a jungle in China.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Very un-Chinese. They did all learn to say ni hao, though.
Right.
That was good.
This is the story of Abby Wu, but it's about China's cosmetic surgery boom.
Okay.
This is a young lady who says she's had 100 operations and has no intention of stopping.
Operations?
Plastic surgery operations,
but
yes.
When she says operation, does she also mean, like, I went and got Botox, I got some plumpers shot into me?
Well, so she says this is how horrible this is.
Okay.
She received hormone treatment for an illness as a little girl.
Okay.
Her weight increased in the 2 months she was getting this hormone treatment, and the change hadn't gone unnoticed by her drama teacher. This little girl, 14, says, "You were a star, but now you're too fat.
Oh.
Either give up or lose the weight." So her mom took her for liposuction.
Oh, boy.
She gained weight because she was on
hormone therapy.
I'm guessing some kind of, hormone, steroids, whatever.
Right. And you said she was 14?
She was 14.
Oh, boy.
Her mom stepped in and took her to get liposuction to remove fat from her belly and legs.
Mm.
Abby says, I remember my mother's words as I waited in the clinic in a hospital gown, nervous about the impending operation. Her mom said, just be brave and walk in. You'll become pretty once you're out.
Mm.
I realize you don't have to be a genius to make a baby. And it's, you know.
Right. But it would be great if you had to pass some kind of test.
There's some instinct there to make them. You'd think there'd be an instinct there to protect them.
You would.
And but to, not and the to case
let
here.
Them know they're good enough the way they are.
They say here, she was given partial anesthesia, but remained conscious throughout. I could see how much fat was being taken from my body and how much blood I was losing.
Oh, God.
At 14.
What?
Now, look at the picture you're looking at there where she's been completely changed from this young lady. That's who she used to be at 14.
So she's a Chinese woman. She looks like a Chinese woman, and she's been turned into, she looks like a Caucasian chick, right down to, like, her eyes look
blue
lighter.
Blue eyes. She has blue eyes.
It's incredible. The nose job, they're talking about, like, skull. They have pointing to, like, skull fillers, scalp fillers.
This lady's now 35. She's had more than 100
she
procedures.
She looks 12 years old.
She's never stops getting surgery. She spent $500,000 on surgeries. She's someone who co-owns a beauty clinic in Beijing and is recognizable as the face of the China plastic surgery boom, but completely unrecognizable as Abby Wu because she's
she
not
doesn't
the same
look
lady
like Abby Wu.
All.
Abby Wu was good enough. Abby Wu was enough. Abby Wu looked really fine.
One of the horrible things about this story, besides the mom getting her hooked on this, is that the plastic surgery boom is over 80% women.
Mm.
So this is a female thing where they are led to believe they need this stuff from their teens.
From the minute that they go online and see that everyone's getting this stuff done. I mean, it's...
And I'm not saying America's any better. We do the same stuff. So that's why actually I'm doing the story. I just thought 80% of the patients are women, young girls getting surgery to be, in this case, it just looks whiter.
Yeah.
Like she looks like a white, like you can't even look at the two pictures and consider them even close to the same.
Right. Honestly, it's a... Is that called westernized?
I guess.
Like she looks fine. If that's what she wants, it seems tragic to me that at age 14, that whole thing began. You've got to change what you look like.
They are chasing an unrealistic, hyper-feminine, almost infantile ideal, which is there. You can see that. She looks absolutely...
She looks like a 12-year-old wearing with big lips and lip gloss. Like it's actually kind of... creepy. Even the way she's looking at the camera is a little bit creepy.
Botox is now injected behind the ears to tilt them forward, creating an illusion of a smaller, daintier face. Lower eyelid surgery inspired by the glassy gaze of anime heroines widens the eyes for an innocent, childlike look.
Wow.
Oh, boy. What? Next story. So that's
what's going on in China. Among other things, there's a lot of things happening in China.
Please, everyone, stop. You look great. Or, you know what? Right. Just don't look great, but don't do that.
Or do. Woof. Do whatever you want.
An Australian woman.
Run! He's got a gun. I think Maddie's
He's going for it. I see it. I see he's trying.
Run.
Run. He's got a gun.
I got it. Run.
Those ladies
He's
are the,
got a gun.
It's the best. You were right. It was the best story I've been able to do all week. Australian woman obsessed with minions has acquired over 1,000.
You mean from the
minion? Yeah.
The minions?
Yes. The canary colored, all of the.
Different
she's
glasses.
Got a spot in her house. Oh, gosh.
She does have a lot of mint. Oh, my God.
It's fine. It's going to be okay, everyone. They really need to not.
I hope that wasn't expensive.
I hope they move those. Those are going to get moved, right?
They should can't be live somewhere there. Besides where they are. It's just too much thing.
They cannot
too
live
much
there.
Stuff happening in this room for those to be just sitting
you
there.
You see the now back
I
to
do,
our story.
I do. So many minions. So she wants to have her own group. Do they do things for her? Because at some point they'll be AI and have robot hands and be able to do all her work for her.
She loves the yellow minions from Despicable Me. She's not a kid. She's a grown up. She remembers laughing so much at the cute little pill-shaped henchmen. They made a huge impression on me. I'm just a big kid at heart. Since then...
How old did you say she is?
She's 50-something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people do just get caught by something, Vinny. That's the cutest thing I've ever seen. I want that around me at all times.
Since she started collecting them almost 15 years ago, she's obtained 1,035 minions from all over the world, spanning clothing, movie posters, stuffies, key rings, figurines, even a tattoo.
Oh.
Here's her tattoo.
Let's have a look at that.
See what else. Whatever I didn't knock over, I'll get this
time. Yeah, we'll get it this time. That's adorable.
There's one more there you can knock over.
Yeah, go. No, I actually cradled that one into the arm of the
Bob
microphone.
Bob is just
there.
Giving me real heavy stink eye right now.
Well, that's
going
to be Bob's job. We hired Bob to run those cameras that we just did not take care of. That was a total accident, though. Like,
I know you're framing me to be someone who was being reckless, but I was just trying to show you a picture.
Yeah, no.
I do it all the time.
Right. Turn your computer monitor around. We do that.
Anyway, this lady's like reaching record levels of collection, just so you know. And then they even go on in this article to say, like, she's, there are a lot of people who do this. This man owns the largest Pez dispenser collection in the world.
Now, to me, a Pez dispenser collection is, you can make an argument for it. They're not all yellow pill guys with various goggle eyes. I feel like Pez has been a zillion different things over the years. It is all basically, you know, the candy dispenser, but there's one of a kinds and collectibles. And I don't know. I guess let people collect what they want, right?
Guinness has.
Oh, the world record people.
The Guinness World Records. They have given her the title, confirming her the largest collection of Minions memorabilia.
Oh.
And just so you know, there's a guy with the most Pez dispensers. There's the largest collection of X-Men memorabilia.
Oh.
There's another, like, this is a thing, Funko Pop.
Oh, those are big right now, right?
They're big. This person has all of, like, wall filled with them. Mm. And then Guinness goes and tells them, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, and not only are you doing a great job, but everyone else, this person only has 1,000 of these. If you'd like to hold a Guinness World Record, 1,001 is the magic number.
It could be yours. Right? That's right.
It does seem like a thing where...
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, I think hark! Hark?
Hark! I don't know what they say after that. You tell me.
I hear the strains of the music,
hark.
Which
who
indicates...
Who goes there?
Oh, who goes there? Oh, there's that.
Right.
Who goes there?
Darn. You get a point?
Yeah, you get a point.
Oh, fudge!
The point for Hark who goes there.
Game time, everyone.
It is game time.
And seriously, don't commit your life to the minions. Unless you're making the movie and making millions off of it. All right, never mind. Do what you want.
Do whatever you want.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's a free world.
Yep, exactly. We're going to play a game called They Get Paid What? Are you kidding me? They Get Paid What? Round one, Taylor Swift. How much did Taylor Swift earn on each show of her record-breaking Eras Tour? Was it $8 million, $14 million, $11 million, or $17 million per show? This isn't just her personally. This is what each show grossed. This is what you got each show.
Oh, it's not her personally. Okay.
Each show on the record-breaking Eras Tour.
Give me the numbers again.
$8 million, $14 million, $11 million, or $17 million.
Oh, this is easy. $17 million.
That was my guess too. 17.
I'm gonna go 11.
It's $17 million. She personally cleared $11 million before taxes and whatever else, but $17 million in ticket sales per show, average.
Okay.
Well, and as we all know, you know, they don't really tax rich people the same way they tax, you know, the average person. So it's probably not a lot
of
tax.
No, probably
I'm sure
not
she
a
took
lot.
Most of that home.
I see your
here.
Despair, though, but I did say per show, total take, how much? But you did, I mean,
no
11
comment.
Million. Okay, good. Next up, Beyonce. They get paid what? What was Beyonce's reported fee for her two-weekend headlining performance at Coachella in 2018? Was it $4 million, $6 million, $8 million, or $10 million? What was Beyonce's reported fee for 2 weekends? She did two shows, one each weekend, at Coachella in 2018. $4, $6, $8, or $10
million? $10 million!
What were the options?
4, 6, 8, or 10. And you said $10 million.
I said 10.
For her tour.
This was for her to headline.
Come on, Bob, listen.
Sorry.
She's giving me crap about the question, but she's not even listening. Here's the question, ready? What was you were still thinking about the Taylor Swift thing. What was Beyonce's reported fee for the 2 weekend headlining performance at Coachella in 2018? What was the fee that she got paid?
$8 million.
I got a 10, I got an 8.
I feel like this is a setup for a super racist question. It's going to be 4. It's going to be way less. She'll make way, way less than Taylor's ever made. It's $4
million. It's $8 million. Oh, $8 million is the correct answer. We've got Maddie has 2, and Bob and Vinny have 1. Round 3. Wiz Khalifa. According to a recent interview, how much does Wiz Khalifa charge for a live performance? You can have him at your party for... $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, or $3 million. Wiz Khalifa.
$2 million.
$1 million.
It's gotta be, I'm gonna say $500,000.
It is $2 million.
So he doesn't want to do shows, is that it?
Apparently. And he'll do a verse on your record for $250,000.
That's a good deal.
I've heard Snoop talk about that.
How much
like
it costs for a verse?
Recordings where he says, yeah, you know, you want me to drop a couple verses. This is what, and it's, you go, he charges per, wow! It just comes straight up to, yeah, I'll write a couple sentences and say them into a mic, and this Cha-ching. Is what it costs you.
Right.
Wow.
Write me a check. Well, if you want me, write me a check. All right, next up, Bad Bunny.
Maybe the hottest performer in the world at the moment.
They get paid what? What was Bad Bunny's reported earnings for headlining Coachella in 2023? $3 million, $5 million, $7 million, or $9 million? What did Bad Bunny get for headlining Coachella in 2023?
I'm going 9, Bob.
3, I'll, 5, 7, or 9?
I'll say 7.
3.
5. None of you got a point for that. Yeah. 5 was the answer. Here's the final one. Right now, Maddie and Bob are tied for first. You could tie them, Ben.
Doubt it.
I mean, the attitude on this thing. This thing is just, she's right all up in our hoo-ha. I like it. Okay, here we go. Ed Sheeran. During his...
Wow.
during his mathematics tour, what was Ed Sheeran's average gross per show? 2, 3, 4, or 5 million. What did the Ed Sheeran experience gross per show? This is like, that would be like the take on to all the tickets. No matter what else got paid out everywhere, what did each show, the average show? 2, 3, 4, or 5? 5.
I'm a 5 as well.
I'm a 5 as well.
We got a tie here. We got Maddie, who's on the show, and Bob, because everybody got that one right. I'll break it with a, let me pull up my birthdays here. We'll see who's old today. Somewhere in this thing. Okay, it's somewhere. I'm looking for it. I really did not expect you
guys
to tie. You're amazing.
Take your time. You don't do
Honestly,
not worry.
Bob would have won this if Maddie hadn't got that extra point.
And I did answer a question correctly earlier, and I didn't get a point for
it. You need to ask for a point. You need to advocate for your own points.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind. I mean, you have no problem speaking up, so you just let us know. Okay. How old is, and this is a tiebreaker for Maddie and Bob. How old is Kelly Clarkson? How old is that guy?
37.
Mm. 38.
She is 43.
Oh, my God.
And Whoa. That means Maddie is on the show.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie. Yeah.
Woo! Goodbye. Oh, did you want to kiss us or anything?
No, I don't think he kisses.
And actually,
I'm
Maddie's
sending an air hug.
Off the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right.
Because
he leaves and then
Safe
doesn't
travels.
Come back.
Yes.
Safe travels
Thank
to
you.
Vegas. I hope everything goes well and that there, it isn't super awkward being with your wife and her date.
I'll be sure to tell you all about it on Monday.
Can't wait. All right. Be sure to listen all day. Tune into Jane's show. We have so many chances for you to get these Lady Gaga tickets. And the next time we talk to you, it's going to be Friday the whole time.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.